You're listening to Well Said, where customer success leaders share their best advice on a single topic in around 5 minutes. This is our second episode with Asaf Samir, VP of Customer Success at Simplify. How do you coach CSMs to nurture positive emotional experiences with their customers?
I'm in general following a six element that I think that while using them, I have more chances and my team have more chances, not only to change and also to set a positive experience from scratch. And we can go through these six elements quickly. The first one will be personalization. We need to treat each one over the persona in front of us, even if it's the same organization, differently. We need to give them a different attention. We need to understand that they are different, they have different character, different interest, different weight, and different triggers or motivations. And it's super important. The second one is integrity. We need to be trustworthy and transparent. Trustworthy, it means if I said that I will deliver something, we need to deliver. And if I can't deliver it, we need to reflect it and be fully transparent. The third one is expectations. I will even say over expectations. I mean, I'm coaching my guys that, you know, managing and meeting or even exceeding customer expectations in a way is your ability to constantly mitigate between reality and needs and to provide full transparency in a way that the customer, the other side, will have confidence that things is under control. The fourth one is empathy. So achieving an understanding of the customer circumstances, I think it's super important. You know, I think it was Theodore Roosevelt, and I'm using this sentence a lot, said that people don't care how much you know until they know how much you care. And I really believe in this sentence. So empathy is super important in my eyes. The fifth one is time to value. Another huge challenge for CS teams across the globe. And we need to minimize, first of all, the customer effort, and second of all, the time until the customer will actually start to see real value. Because whoever buy something, the first thing that he will ask is, what's in it for me? And we need to make sure that he's able to answer it very, very easily. The last one is responsibility. We need to own everything. We need to own each experience and we need to care for the outcomes. We need to understand that we are there because this is our job. And our job is our customer getting to their desired outcomes. And not only by saying, we need to really care and to take a responsibility. And I think that this sixth element, you know, to tie it to emotions, are aligned closely to the basic human psychological drivers. And therefore, they apply whenever and wherever there are human connections and emotion involved.
And that was well said. Every week on this podcast, you'll hear fresh ideas from some of the top leaders in customer success. So wherever you're listening right now, just go click the subscribe button and make sure you don't miss the next episode.